The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out talking about the Dreamville Festival. Of course, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, it's right around the corner, April 1st and 2nd at Raleigh's Dix Park. Set to perform on Saturday, April 1st, Usher, Lil Durk, Ari Lennox, City Girls, Sean Paul, Earth Gang, and many more. Sunday's lineup, J. Cole, Drake, Summer Walker, J.I.D., Gloria Baz, Waka Flocka Flame, and many, many more. The Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000 fans last year. Again, the Dreamville Festival, Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. All right, looking at the lineup at the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, all programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, March 23rd, it's Hits, the musical. Dionne Warwick, six-time Grammy Award winner and music legend, presents Hits, the musical. 90 minutes of pure joy with extraordinary singing, spectacular dancing, hundreds of costume changes, and state-of-the-art lighting and sound that will leave you amazed. The cast of 29 are ages 10 to 22 and were selected from a nationwide audition of over 7,000. And that show starts at 7:30. Friday, March 24th, the Second City Swipes Right, an incomplete guide to the ultimate date night. It's love at first laugh with the Second City. Bring your partner, lover, significant other, spouse, friend with benefits, friend with extra benefits, platonic BFF, or your spectacularly single self to the Second City Swipes Right. Spend a naughty 90 minutes with the our Caliente cast of comedians as they annihilate everything that turns us on and off about love, dating, relationships, and everything else between the sheets. Saturday, March 24th at Carolina Theater, Orpheus and Eurydice, Don't Look Back, the eternal tale of love lost, regained, and lost again. Show is at 7:30. Tuesday, March 28th, Sam Morril, the Class Act Tour. Morril is one of the fastest-rising stand-up comics in New York City and one of the best joke writers on the scene today. He was a regular on Comedy Central's This Week at the Comedy Cellar, where he appeared frequently when not touring cities across the country. His show starts at 7. Friday through Sunday, March 31st through April 2nd, the Durham Savo Yards present Gilbert and Sullivan's The Yeoman of the Guard. Do you need a comic operetta fix? In their 60th year, the Durham Savo Yards are performing The Yeoman of the Guard. The show promises a live orchestra, a traveling jester, and his lovely lady, an assistant jailer interested in torture and comedy, a deviously flirtatious woman, a vanishing prisoner, sweetheart stealing, a blindfolded bride, a shot in the dark, a cock and bull story, and enough lies and connivances to make your head spin if the headsman doesn't get it first. Shows at 8 on Friday, 7 on Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. Wednesday, April 5th, Paper Hat Puppet. Paper Hat. No. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. For over 20 years, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger have used paper mache, cardboard, bamboo, old house paints, cloth, and other junk to create incredible giant puppets, masks, shadow plays, and spectacular performances for all ages. The show is at 9:45. Also at Carolina Theater next month, Saturday, April 8th, Gypsy Katha. Saturday, April 8th, The Monty, The Point of No Return. Monday, April 10th, Bruce O'Rama, starring Bruce Campbell. Thursday, April 20th, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Friday and Saturday, April 21st and 22nd, Kathleen Madigan, Boxed Wine and Tiny Banjos 2023 Tour. Friday, April 28th, Signs of Life, The American Pink Floyd. And Saturday and Sunday, April 29th and 30th, With Flying Colors. All right, switching to the Durham Performing Arts Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Friday through Monday, March 24th through the 27th, Trevor Noah, Off the Record Tour. A South African comedian, writer, producer, political commentator, actor, and former television host. He was the host of The Daily Show, the American late-night talk show and satirical news program on Comedy Central. Trevor has won various awards, including a Primetime Emmy Award. He was also named one of the 35 most powerful people in New York media. Shows are at 8 o'clock Friday and Monday, and at 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Tuesday, March 28, Tedeschi Trucks Band. The Grammy Award-winning 12-piece powerhouse ensemble, led by the husband and wife duo of guitarist Derek Trucks and singer-guitarist Susan Tedeschi, two of the best roots rock musicians of their generation. That from NPR. Their show starts at 7:30. Saturday, April 1st, Taylor Tomlinson, the Have It All Tour. The New York Times opines comedian Taylor Tomlinson demonstrates tight joke writing, carefully honed act-outs, and a ruthless appetite for laughs. New York Magazine adds, watching Tomlinson gives you the same comfort as a Swift concert or a Broadway show that's been on for years. Saturday shows at 7 and 9:30, and then Sunday's performance is at 7. Tuesday, April 4th through Sunday, April 9th, needs no introduction, Les Mis. Yes, it's back at DPAC. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday performances are at 7:30, Friday at 8, and the Saturday matinee is at 2. Again, that's Les Mis, Tuesday, April 4th through Sunday, April 9th. Tuesday through Sunday, April 11th through the 16th, Beetlejuice. It's based, of course, on Tim Burton's dearly beloved film. This hilarious musical tells the story of Lydia Dietz, a strange and unusual teenager whose life changes when she meets a recently deceased couple and a demon with a thing for stripes. Thursday, April 20th, funny man David Spade. Spade became a household favorite during his five-year stint as a cast member on NBC's Saturday Night Live and was named the Hot Stand-Up Comedian of the Year by Rolling Stone magazine. Friday, April 21st, the Old Friends Acoustic Tour, starring Ben Rector. The tour will feature Jordy Searcy and Stephen Day, who will perform individually as opening acts and together with Rector during the main event. Saturday, April 22nd, it's Drewski, Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda Tour. Since his breakthrough, Drewski has evolved into a multi-hyphenate force, having been tapped to appear in music videos for the likes of Drake, Jake Harlow, Chloe Bailey, Lil Yachty, and more. Additionally, he starred in a wide array of commercials for numerous brands. Drewski also has several TV and film productions in the works. Sunday, April 23rd, Bill Maher. For more than 25 years, Maher has set the boundaries of where funny political talk can go on American television. First on Politically Correct, that was, of course, Comedy Central, ABC, from 93 to 2002, and for the last 19 years on HBO's Real Time. Also coming up in April, Wednesday the 26th, Bad Friends with Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee. Thursday, April 27th, Travis Tritt. Friday through Sunday, April 28th through the 30th, Chicago. And we're talking not about Chicago the musicians, but Chicago the play. All right, Broadway shows coming up in the 23-24 series at DPAC, the Truest Broadway series, October 10th through the 22nd, MJ the Musical, November 7th through the 12th, Funny Girl. And then moving into 2024, January 2nd through the 7th, Girl from the North Country. February 27th through March 3rd, Peter Pan. March 19th through the 24th of next year, Doubtfire. May 15th through June 9th, Disney's The Lion King. And July 30th through August 4th, Mamma Mia. Steve Short. If you've not seen Stephen Martin and Martin Short's traveling show, you won't believe what they look like today. Well, it's making a stop in Greensboro this fall. Their show mocks Hollywood and the fickle nature of celebrity, set for October 13th. Okay, the Justice Theater Project for the spring and start of summer, April 13th through the 23rd, Tiny Beautiful Things. Writer Cheryl Strayed becomes an accidental online dating columnist who draws from her own life to help thousands of readers navigate life, love, grief, and forgiveness. Theater Raleigh on Old Wake Forest Road in Raleigh. In May, it's The Dead Man. In the wake of World War I, the Jewish residents of a destroyed synagogue in Poland come together to discuss how or if they should rebuild. And in June, it's Urinetown, the musical. It's at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. All right, if you don't mind traveling a little bit, here's what's coming up at Greensboro Coliseum. Saturday, March 25th, it's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Friday and Saturday, March 31st and April 1st, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Tuesday, April 4th, the Eagles Hotel California 23 Tour. Saturday, April 8th, Cat Williams. Friday, April 14th, Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, April 15th, it's Los Temerarios. Sunday, April 23rd, New Edition, the Legacy Tour. And Saturday, April 29th, Kenny Chesney, I Go Back Tour 23. That's all that coming up at Greensboro Coliseum. Traveling a little further to the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Friday, April 21st, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. Saturday, May 6th, ACT, Sweet Mirage in the U.S., Tomorrow and Together World Tour. Sunday, May 21st, Anul AA, Legends Never Die World Tour. Tuesday, May 23rd, Paramore. That's all at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Also in Charlotte, PNC Pavilion. Their season starts off May 12th currently. Janet Jackson and Ludacris. May 21st, Godsmack and I Prevail. May 30th, Dead and Company. And then we switch into June. Dierks Bentley, Weezer, Future Islands, and Joyce Manor. Big Time Rush and Max and Jax. And Shania Twain. That's all coming up in June at PNC Pavilion in Charlotte. Then you have Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concert. Saturday, July 15th is Luke Combs. And August 9th, it's Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Arts Access. It's North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Arts Access has spent the past 38 years advocating for the rights of people with disabilities, working with cultural arts organizations to build inclusive program, and working with schools to ensure K-12 arts curriculum is inclusive and accessible to kids with disabilities. Currently, Arts Access North Carolina employs a roster of more than 15 contract audio describers in North Carolina who describe live theater, visual art, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. The following is a listing of events currently available for audio description. Sunday, March 26th, it's Fancy Nancy the Musical, Raleigh Little Theater. 5:30 at that performance starts at 5:30, of course, again on Sunday, March 26th. And then there's a sensory-friendly performance set for April 1st at 2 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, March 31st and April 1st, The Legend of Georgia McBride. This is from the Rainbow Dance Company. Sensory-friendly performance Friday at 7. Two shows on Saturday at 2 and 7. All performances are at Meredith College. Tuesday, April 4th, with Arts Access, The Legend of Georgia McBride again, UNC Chapel Hill, 7:30 performance. Friday, April 14th, Porgy and Bess. The unlikely love of Porgy and Bess is challenged by both Crown and Sportin' Life, but the real protagonists are the people of Charleston's Catfish Row. This is Duke Energy Center's that's the Martin Marietta Energy Center Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 performance. Then Saturday, April 29th, The Color Purple, again at Martin Marietta Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater, performance is at 2. And that, once again, is all thanks to Arts Access. Okay. PNC Arena in West Raleigh, Friday, March 24th, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. Thursday, March 30th, Nate Bergonzi, The Be Funny Tour. Sunday, April 16th, Harlem Globetrotters. Wednesday, May 10th, Lizzo, The Special Tour. Friday, May 12th, Stevie Nicks. Sunday, June 11th, Ricardo Arjona. Tuesday, August 1st, Sam Smith, Gloria, the tour. Sunday, August 27th, Pepe Aguilar. And Wednesday, October 18th, Shania Twain, Queen of Me tour. Once again, all at PNC Arena. All right, looking at the amphitheaters around Raleigh, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. June 1st, Dead and Company. June 7th, TLC, Shaggy, In Vogue, and Sean Kingston. June 16th, Dierks Bentley. June 30th, Kids Bop Live. And some of the others, we move to July for Matchbox 20, and then several in August. That's all at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Friday, April 14th, Mount Joy. Saturday, May 20th, Youngblood, the World Tour with the Regrets. Sunday, May 28th, Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. Saturday, June 3rd, Dermot Kennedy, the Sonder Tour. Friday, June 9th, Subtronic, support from Dirt Monkey, Subdocta, 100 Drums, and Tape B. Wednesday, June 14th, Noah Kahan, Stick Season with Joy Oladokun. Friday, June 16th, it's the Pixies North American 2023 Tour. And Saturday, June 17th, Revolution Good Vibe Summer Tour 23. Then at Booth Amphitheater in Cary, Saturday, April 1st, it's Tacos and Taps. Wednesday, April 5th, Kate McGarry Quartet. This is part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series, as is with the Wednesday, April 12th performance of Sidecar Social Club. Wednesday, April 19th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, again, a part of the Sellers Jazz Series. Sunday, April 23rd, Triangle Youth Music presents Shaping the Future of Music. This is the 35th anniversary year. Wednesday, April 26th, Black Ship featuring Rashida Waddell. This is again a part of Sellers Jazz Series. Saturday, April 29th, Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken, 20, the tour. And then Wednesday, May 3rd, Dexter Moses Quintet featuring Lillian Park. Again, the Josh Sellers Jazz Series. And then Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th, it is Pitbull. Wilmington is hosting the Dave Matthews Band later this spring. It's part of the band's 2023 summer tour. The band will perform at Live Oak Bank Pavilion at Riverfront Park in Wilmington, May 30th and 31st. All right, looking at some of the events coming up in Cary, performances at the Page, Saturday, April 1st. It's Roadhouse Storytellers. During its first 3 years, Roadhouse Storytellers put 55 different storytellers on stage. In September 2022, the Roadhouse Storytellers debuted at the Page Walker, beginning what is hoped to be a feature of the performances at Page Series. Okay, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series at the Cary Arts Center, 7:30 performances. Friday, April 21st, Croce Plays Croce. Saturday, May 20th, Reese Palmer. Then the Marvelous Music Family Series has one event coming up on Saturday, April 15th. Bright Star Touring Theater presents The Little Mermaid. Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park Boathouse returns for the summer. It's the first Friday of each month. April 7th, it's Jason Adamo from 5 to 7. May 5th, it's Story Charlemagne. June 2nd, To Die For. July 7th, Curry Wayne Clayton. August 4th, Carson Mack. September 1st, Misty Mayhem. And October 6th, Tiger Lily. That's all at Bond Park Boathouse. All on the first Friday of each month. Festivals being celebrated in Cary. Saturday, April 22nd, Children's Day Festival from 11 to 5. Saturday, April 29th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival from 9 to 5. Saturday, May 13th, Ritmo Latino Festival from noon to 6. Saturday, May 20th, Wheels on Academy, 10 to 2. Saturday, June 10th, the Pimento Cheese Festival from 11 to 4. Sunday, July 24th, Cary's Downtown Chowdown 12:30 to 5. And Saturday and Sunday, August 26 and 27, Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival from 9 to 5. All right, and we've got performances at the Page Outdoor Events. These are held on Fridays, and the events are free. May 26, Sabor e Cultura at 6. June 16, Bog Turtle at 7. July 28, Jamrock at 7. And August 4th, it is the Celebration of Bluegrass. And then Sunday, May 7th, it's Herb Fest, and that's held at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Okay, the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. Saturday, March 25th, Living Rhythms African Drumming, and the free performances at the Alston Massenburg Center. Croce Plays Croce on Saturday, April 22nd. It is a sold-out show. I don't know if they've got a will call list. That performance, by the way, at 7:30 on Saturday, April 22nd. Friday, May 5th, Happy Dan the Magic Man. That's all at the Wake Forest Renaissance Center. One event at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, the Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble, their spring concert, Saturday, March 25th at 7 o'clock. The Clayton Center, Friday, March 31st, Gina Chavez. In an industry that looks to define artists, Gina refuses to fit into a box. From features on NPR's Tiny Desk to Brené Brown to Colbert, this queer bilingual genre-bending musician has become a force to be reckoned with. Her show starts at 8. And then Saturday, April 1st, Stephen Curtis Chapman. And the show is called Still. The performance starts at 7 o'clock. Again, that's Saturday, April 1st, Stephen Curtis Chapman. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.